Sherry Rinker is in the studio with me tonight. She's the author of the New York Times bestselling Goodnight, Goodnight Construction Site. It has been on the New York Times bestselling list for 81 weeks. Tonight, we're going to talk about Steam Train, Dream Train, which debuted at number one on the New York Times bestselling list. Sherry, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want to start with you telling us how these books come into your life. Somebody special in your life brought them in, as I understand.
Yeah, thank you for asking. So I have two little boys, 4.5 years apart, and my goodnight routine with them was what my goodnight routine was with my grandmother. We'd cuddle up together and read all of my favorite books. I had Ben, my oldest son, and we would cuddle up together and read all of his stories about nature and animals and the ocean, all of those things he was passionate about. And like every mother, I was eager to get his little eyes to close so that I could run off to sleep myself. Then 4.5 years later, I had his brother, Zach. We would curl up together and I would read all of his favorite books. And they had titles like Construction Trucks and I Stink, which is a great story about a New York City garbage truck, by the way. These books and reading about all of those big, loud, dirty, strong trucks really did nothing more than fire him up. So one evening after I'd fallen asleep in his bed and stumbled into my own bed, I was hit with this inspiration that what the world needs is a truck book combined with a goodnight book. And that was the inspiration for my first book, Goodnight, Goodnight Construction Site. And this is a story that every wannabe writer hates. But I wrote it. I sent it to Chronicle Books Slush Pile. And 3 months later, I had a contract. So it's kind of a miracle for our family, for sure, to say the least.
Let's move on now to the next book.
Yeah.
Steam Train, Dream Train. Did that come to you kind of all of a sudden also?
Obviously, the success of the first book and having it published made me think, well, maybe this is a career change for me. I had been a graphic designer for 25 years. It was a lovely career, but I was, after 25 years, kind of over it. So I did start to think, maybe this is the future for me. My kids have always loved trains as much as trucks, and both of my kids have loved trains. I've spent more steamy August days waiting for a Thomas ride than I can begin to tell you. We have train tracks, electric trains running all over our house. And my kids have always liked those nonfiction books that have talked about all of the different train cars and what they did and what they carried. As a mom, and I love nonfiction books as a literary lover, but as a mom, to sit up and curl up and read to my kids, it's not my favorite thing to read. So I had not ever seen a book that combined the real capacities of a train, all of the different cars, with more imaginative, kid-friendly, dreamy cargo. And that was the inspiration for Steam Train, Dream Train, my second book, which, as you said, has just come out, and I'm very blessed it's on the New York Times.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you would, give us a little sample of it.
Oh, I'd love to. And let me also just give a little shout out to the illustrator, Tom Lichtenheld, who illustrated both of these books and I think did the most amazing imaginative job. So I'll start with Steam Train, Dream Train. Through the darkness, clickety-clack, coming closer down the track. Hold your breath so you can hear, huffing, chuffing, drawing near. A whistle blares out in the night, a mighty engine, wondrous sight. The smokestack puffs, the big wheels grind, the trusty tenders close behind. Cling clang, the bell rings out on top, hissing steam, brakes squeal, then stop. The driver signals to the crew. Each worker knows just what to do. Quick, before it gets too late, start to load up all the freight. Everything will soon be stowed, a train car matched to every load.
I do think rhyming, especially with young children, is very captivating. I don't know whether it engages a certain part of our brain, and that's the magic of it, but were you specifically going for a rhyming scheme?
I've had a fascination for poetry since I was in the fourth grade. I didn't make a deliberate decision. It just sort of came that way. But I have enjoyed working through the verse and the meter and getting the pacing right. Some other authors have told me that this is a lot harder to write this way, but this is the way this has happened for me. I have another book coming out, not until 2015, with Balzer and Bray, imprint of HarperCollins. It rhymes somewhat, but it definitely has more sort of free prose intertwined. So it'll be an interesting journey to explore where I am as a writer and how any specific subject that I'm writing for kind of plays out on paper.
Yes, interesting to try new things too, I think. I do want to go back to your illustrator, Tom Lichtenheld, because if you would just describe that last page of what we see when they're loading the train, because it isn't coal or coils of iron.
Right.
It is very imaginative.
Yeah. And you know what's so interesting about this book for me? The first book, Tom was given to me, basically, and the editor was very much a go-between between the two of us. Tom would make comments, and those would be filtered through my editor and come back to me. It turns out that Tom and I live very close together, and once we started touring together, we became rather fast friends, and now nothing can sort of keep us separated in terms of the creative process. So I had submitted the train idea actually before Construction Site even had come out, or maybe it was just coming out. And I didn't see the animals when I wrote the book, but Tom initially, immediately saw that the crew were animals. So, for example, monkeys are loading the boxcars with monkey bars. He has kangaroos loading balls into the hopper car. We have bunnies using pogo sticks to fill the boxcars, and elephants are spraying paint into the tanker car. So that vision, I think, has made this book so much more creative and interesting. And then, you know, my verse had to work with what he was picturing. So it was very collaborative, but I think, I hope, has yielded the best of our two creative visions.
Yes. Well, I would think, especially with your previous career as a graphic designer, that you would have had some sense also of what you wanted or some vision of it in your mind, and then to play off of it with somebody else is a whole other level of a creative process that I would think keeps it fascinating.
Yes, absolutely enjoyable. As an artist, the inner artist in me is just, I'm flourishing. I'm loving this new career. It's reaching creative peaks that I certainly had not been able to reach in a very long time in my graphic design career. As budgets became tighter and clients became more willful and deadlines became more crazy, I felt more and more creatively stifled in my career. So this has been a lovely change for me.
Well, these are wonderful books and fun for adults as well as children. I think that's the best of children's literature, where adults are just included in the mix of it all. Thanks so much for visiting with us tonight.
Oh, I'm honored. Thank you so much for having me.
Delightful to be with you. I've been talking with Sherry Rinker. She's the author of two New York Times best-selling books for children. One is Good Night, Good Night, Construction Site, and the latest one is Steam Train, Dream Train. You'll find more information at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.
John Henry was about 2 days old, sitting on his papa's knee. He picks up a hammer and a little piece of steel, cried, a hammer's gonna be the death of me, Lord, oh, hammer's gonna be the death of me. Said to John Henry, I'm gonna bring me a steam drill around. I'm gonna bring a steam drill out of the job. I'm gonna whack that steel on down.